Yes, well, mains water was not laid on through the village until 1941. Prior to that, we used rainwater for washing, and we collected our drinking water from a neighbouring fountain. Most of the large houses in the village had a fountain, had a borehole, which went down to the green sand and brought up clean, pure water. Many fountains ran in the village in those days, some faster than others, but they mostly ran. Some people with some of the larger houses with these installed a pump which elevated the water to a tank higher up so that they had water throughout the house. Anyway, the surfeit, the surplus from these fountains was allowed to run and stored either in a tank or just allowed to run where someone could collect it from, well, a pipe, not a standpipe, but similar sort of thing. And that's what we did for drinking water. There were two fountains near us, and they ran continuously until the Atlas Stone Company sank a big borehole and dropped the level of the water, fountain water, so that it was only available then by installing a pump on the well head and bringing it up. So we still had pure water to drink, and it was good water too, better than we get through the pipes today, I can assure you. But, of course, we had to carry it. We had to go and walk up to a quarter mile and carry it. There were one or two, several pumps in the village, the old lever-type pump, you know. There was one by Bell Close, which was a meadow in those days, and there was one old, well, more than one chap used to come along with a tank on wheels, and he'd come along with this tank, held about 20 gallons, I suppose, and fill it up and trundle off home with it. Anyway, that was our water supply in those days until 1941. The pipes were laid in then, and we had main water through the village. Only trouble was, the pipes had been brought to the village probably just before the war. They'd laid around in piles throughout the village. They'd gone rusty. So consequently, when the water was pumped, they were laid in the ground and water pumped through them, it came through rusty. My wife used to filter the water through a big wad of cotton wool in a container, which took out some of it, but my white shirts were cream, sort of a rusty cream, for many years. We didn't drink the water, we continued to fetch our drinking water because it was much more palatable. It was some considerable time before we ventured to drink the piped water.